The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, by William Shakespeare. Introduced by Richard Eyre.
Hamlet is the new man of the Renaissance, in opposition to the old feudalism. He's a student intellectual, oppressed by an older generation whose lives are governed by political expediency and by military force. He's an aristocrat who's rebelled against his background by going to a forward-thinking foreign university, by making friends with commoners, by falling in love with a politician's daughter, and by hanging around with actors. Hamlet's been dominated by his late father, a notoriously tough soldier, and his father's ghost obliges him to take revenge on his murderer, Hamlet's uncle. So the gentle, contemplative young man is forced to become a man of action, a killer for his father. As a man, Hamlet is everything that the world of politics and soldiering isn't. He's vulnerable, imaginative, sensitive, and he's half mad with grief. His world is bound by feelings and intellect, and like most young people, he's inflamed by the compromises and the duplicities of the adult world. The play charts one of the great rites of passage, from immaturity to accommodation with death. Until Hamlet leaves for England after his murder of Polonius, he's on a reckless helter-skelter, swerving between reason and chaos. When he returns from England, he's changed, aged, matured, reconciled somehow to his end. He's cauterized his feelings. He's become a soldier. He's grown up, in effect, to grow dead. Now he can coolly examine the physical consequences of death in a graveyard, and he can talk dispassionately.